Vista College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
For the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
The American dream, but his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Jacob Downing is with us. He's the social media manager for the San Antonio Zoo. And I got to tell you, this is maybe the funniest Valentine's thing I've ever heard. Jacob, how you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. This is so funny. So you can name a cockroach or a rat after your ex and watch it be eaten for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. So Crime and Cockroach is our annual Valentine's Day fundraiser, where for a small donation, you can symbolically name a cockroach, rat, or a veggie option as well, after a ex or any other not-so-special someone you'd like, and we'll feed it to an animal resident. And best of all, it's even cheaper than last year, so roaches and veggies are just a $5 donation, rats are $15.
Well, of course, rats are going to be more. Cry me a cockroach. It's so funny. And now, you can actually see it being eaten by what? Like a snake?
Yeah. So we actually use a variety of animals. So roaches will go to the birds. They go to mammals. They'll go to reptiles, and then also the rats. Same thing. Birds, reptiles. I mean, everybody. This is part of most animals' regular scheduled diet, so we just make sure to have a big feeding for the on Valentine's Day.
That's so funny. If you go to sazoo.org, you can enter your ex's name, and we have a huge presence in San Antonio. We do a lot of work with USAA, and we're on a couple of different radio stations there. So a lot of active duty military and veterans in that audience for sure, and I would think they would love to take advantage of this. How many years you guys been doing this, Jacob?
Yeah, we've been doing this one for 6 years now. So it started in 2020, and, I mean, it blew up pretty much immediately. We've seen coverage all around the world. I mean, Japan, Germany, Australia, you know, you name it. It's been insane.
I mean, it's a universal thing, right? We're talking to Jacob Downing here on the National Defense. He's the social media manager for the San Antonio Zoo. And what do most people choose? Do they choose the cockroach to name their ex after, or do they go with a rat?
I would say the roaches are definitely our most popular one. Not only are they the cheapest, but I mean, cockroach is a pretty good one. So it's a good one to send off, but that's definitely our most popular one. But we do get quite a few of the rats and a surprising amount of the veggie options as well. So people also like to use it as a positive thing. So, you know, they want to get a cute video of a capybara eating some lettuce. So that works too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. What's your greatest attraction there, would you say, at the San Antonio Zoo? What's the most popular animal?
Yeah, so right now is definitely the gorillas. So we just opened up Congo Falls, which is our new gorilla habitat, and it marked the return of gorillas to San Antonio for the first time in 35 years. So
Wow. They've
been super, super popular. That just opened on December 13th of last month. So, December 13th. But yeah, it's been incredible. And the response to that, I mean, people have just been flocking out here to see them. And it's been amazing to see the amount of people that are excited to see gorillas back in San Antonio.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you got a gorilla exhibit. That's got to be the top of the charts for, especially the first time since 35 years, did you say, you got the gorillas back in the zoo?
Yeah, it has been a while. So this is a big-time return, and it's been a huge way. I mean, this one is... you got to see it for yourself. It's something incredible. And then, of course, if you can't see it yourself, visit our social media. I've been out there plenty getting videos of them. I can't get enough.
Yeah, what a cool job. Yeah, if you can, you can follow San Antonio Zoo across all their social media platforms and Cry Me a Cockroach fundraising event. It's $5. $5. You get the cockroach after your ex. I love it. If you go to sazoo.org, you could do that. Do you guys get any pushback from that at all? I wouldn't think so.
You know, everybody has opinions, but, you know, we are humane certified, and we are a member of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. So, you know, we are accredited, and we follow all the standards. So, you know, this is all humane feeding, and this is how it'd be normally done every single day. We just, you know, film it.
it's all good except for the cockroach, I guess. But what a funny event. Jacob, thank you for taking the time, man. Great to talk to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have a great day. Yeah.
You too. We'll be right back here in the National Defense. For me, staying connected to loved ones is everything. And as a veteran, you appreciate how T-Mobile makes that easy. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on America's best network according to Ookla speed test. Head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. That's T-Mobile.com/military-savings. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Looking to create the bath you've always dreamed of without all the hassle? The Home Depot makes it easier. Shop fully styled rooms and curated collections to bring your vision to life. Use digital tools to preview flooring and finishes in your space and get everything you need from tubs to tile delivered fast and priced right. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David.
I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription, and I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Emma Gerard is with us. She's the Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for Angel Flight Central, and they do some incredible work. Emma, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. How long have you been with Angel Flight?
I've been here for about 6 months. I just graduated from Kansas State University, so I've been, here's August.
Okay. And how did you get started? How did you get involved? I got to be honest, I just found out about you guys, and you're based in the same city we're based in, Kansas City.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I found this by after I graduated, I had worked in the engineering and industry for a while through internships, and I found this, and everyone in my family was had been in the medical field. I've always wanted to combine marketing and medical. I just knew that I did not belong in an ER or anything, not my scene. So I found this and thought it was a perfect mix, and it's been Best job I've ever had. I love it.
Yeah, if you guys want to check it out, it's angelflightcentral.org. And talk about the many, I mean, you guys do so many things, but what's your primary mission there?
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit that use a network of volunteer pilots. Our pool is about 350 pilots in the Midwest area, and we fly people to and from their medically scheduled appointments. These could be for most of the time. It's for cancer patients going through or clinical trials, radiation, special diseases, pre and post-op, really any medical reason you need to fly, or if you're trying to get a great distance for really any compassionate reason, that's what we're here to coordinate with our pilots to donate their time and their aircraft and their fuel to get you there.
Wow, that's an incredible mission, and it's an incredible network of 350 pilots. Wow. I would imagine our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families, and I would imagine a lot of your pilots are veterans.
Yes, yeah. We have a lot of pilots who are veterans that fly. We fly veterans too all the time, and normally our veteran pilots are away. So that's pretty special that they can serve in another way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Emma Gerard here, marketing and outreach coordinator for Angel Flight Central. And how long has Angel Flight Central been around?
So we just celebrated 30 years last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's been really incredible. And, from the very beginning, we were founded by Jim Stevens. He was a pilot here in Kansas City. And somebody, how this all started was there was a kid from his church that needed a heart transplant, and he volunteered to fly them because they found a surgeon that was going to do it for free, but they couldn't get there, and that's a lot of people's story. They just can't get to these appointments. So the surgeon offered to do it for free. Jim stepped up and flew him there and flew him back. And when he came back, thought that there had to be need for this in more places, got together some pilots. And their goal was to fly 12 flights in the first year. And they did that in the first month. So clearly there's a business. And since then, yeah, we've flown over 54,000 flights and we're still going.
Wow, 54,000. I mean, yeah. That's literally 54,000 lives saved, probably.
Absolutely. It's incredible.
That is incredible. And I know, actually from, not firsthand experience, but I had a friend of mine that had to be life flighted. And, not only is that a big ordeal, but it's, tremendously expensive. And you know, when that happens, you don't have time to think about anything. You're not going to, you know, you don't have time to budget for anything. And so, when they got the bill, they were blown away by how expensive that was.
Yeah. It's a huge expense. To fly on unstable patients to their different, you know, where they need to go. It's pretty extreme. And that's why we're so happy to serve people, especially people, because we fly stable patients. And once they've gone there, you know, it's like paying for like a flight back or anything like that. It's such an added on expense. So people being able to fly for free for us is you know, half the battle. That's half the battle of people just getting to these appointments.
We're talking to Emma Gerard here, marketing and outreach coordinator for Angel Flight Central. If you go to angelflightcentral.org. So what do people, what's the process? Because a lot of times, I mean, are all of these, I would imagine, scheduled flights?
Yeah. So the process is when you very first call, we're an organization of five people. So whoever you call, you're talking to one of the members in our small team, and the flight coordinator is going to walk their process. We're just going to find out where you're going, where you're headed, and why you're flying. So from there, the pilot is going to find the closest small municipal airport near you, which is something that before I came to this space, I didn't even know that there were airports around us, small airports, but there's everywhere. So we'll schedule you to your closest one from there, and depending on how far you are, sometimes you have to have two legs, so you'll get into a you know, one airplane and into another, to get one way. And then, we'll always have you scheduled back unless you request otherwise. But yeah, just going through and talking to, our flight coordinators is the first step, and they're fantastic about talking about how to get in and out of aircrafts and process looks like and who we're serving. They're a great person to talk to if you're immediately considering whether or not you qualify for this or not. And a lot of people think that they don't, but this service is for you. That's kind of our biggest thing is we're looking to fly more people. Our pilots want to fly more people. So this service is for you.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I don't know of any other organization that does that.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. what a service that is, Angel Flight Central, we're talking about here on the National Defense. And so what do you said a lot of the times it's people flying for cancer treatments. Mm-hmm. What other kind of situations have you run into?
Yeah, so I would say 90% of our flights are medical flights like that. Like some people, it is a lot of people going to the Mayo Clinic, and there's a lot of clinical trials, and we fly frostbite victims. It's kind of, you know, as the weather has gotten cold, we've seen a couple of those. But the other 10%, it's not always just medical flights. We fly breast milk a lot, to Minnesota. We fly service puppies to their training facilities or to their new homes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there's any reason that you need to get something or yourself or someone else to and from a great distance that's considered a compassionate flight to a pilot is worth calling us. Anything is worth calling us and asking about. One time we flew an inflatable colon somewhere. So it's just give us a call and we'll, you know, we'll try our best. It's, yeah.
You know, I have kind of a headache. Could you fly me to a hospital in Palm Springs, California?
I'm sure, yeah. Well, the pilot sees us next.
No, this is great. This is great to find out about Emma Gerard, Marketing Outreach Coordinator. Yeah, I would encourage anybody to go to Angel Flight Central, and you can donate. That's the other big part of this, because your donation's going to possibly save somebody's life and enable those pilots to get there. So, have you had pilots that have been doing this for years and years and years?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of pilots that have been flying for us for forever. All of our pilots are, some are retired commercial pilots, some are private pilots, and a lot of the people that fly with us are hobby pilots. Like they do it for hobby, which has been also incredible to see. There's just such a variety background of what our pilots do or did do. But yeah, a lot of our pilots have been with us for a long time. Not that long ago, one of our pilots just celebrated their 250th flight. They've been flying for us for a long time. Wow. So it's just so special to have those connections, with these pilots. And you know, pilots have pilot friends. So they spread the word to, cause pilot recruitment is also kind of a very niche area that we're looking for people. And so that's a great way to find more people who want to fly.
Okay. All right. So if you are maybe retired military, if you're flying now, get in touch with Angel Flight Central and let them know because what a great service that would be for them as well. Emma, thanks for the time. It's great to talk to you and great to find out about this great organization.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving me a chance to talk about Angel Flight Central. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Federal Reserve funny business to the pandemic of loneliness, Liberty Nation Radio is running the gauntlet on a whole host of topics that matter to you. Don't forget to tune in.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and character actor Charles Baker is with us here on the National Defense, and he's got a recurring character on this. I mean, this show, The Pit, is like my favorite show on television right now, and he's the character that you have here is so great. John Digby is a bipolar, schizophrenic, unhoused man who arrives at The Pit. And just some great work always from you. Best known to audiences worldwide is Skinny Pete on Breaking Bad, another great role. Charles, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Great to talk to you. This show is unlike any show that I've seen in some time, and I'm sure you feel the same way about it. It's just, I don't even know how to even put my finger on it, but it's just so real, talking about The Pit.
Yeah, it is. It's different than any show I've worked on too, because of the nature of the series, and that it's, you know, the whole season is one full day, one shift in an ER hospital, and it's shot consecutively in order, as the series happens. And so it's a, for the actors, it's, we're completely immersed in the situation. It feels very, very real.
You know, we've had so many people on the program, as great character actors, Chris Cooper among them, and it's you guys have a, I would think, a very charmed life in the fact that you can go do your work, you can go out and be semi-anonymous, but I'm sure when people see you, they're like, there's that guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy and that thing.
Yeah.
I think there's a documentary about us.
that's great, though. I want to talk to you about your dad. Our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And your dad, an Army colonel, right? You were an Army brat and traveled around the globe?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see, when I was a kid, he was a commander at Fort Knox. He was a fellow at the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He advised several presidents on Middle East policy. He worked with the United Nations with UNSO, the United Nations Treaty Supervision Organization, and he was the last commander of the Berlin Brigade. His final post was dismantling the Berlin Brigade. And his retirement ceremony was the Berlin Wall going down.
Oh,
highly decorated from, he was highly decorated in Vietnam, one of the highest decorated living soldiers out of Vietnam. And I believe he was the only colonel to ever serve on the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And of course, our thanks for his service. We're talking to Charles Baker here on the National Defense. Plays John Digby on The Pit, which is on HBO Max. And you can stream, this is season two, you can stream the first season. Well, so how did how'd your dad take it then when you came to him at one point and said, I want to go into acting?
Well, I'm going to be honest, he beat the living crap out of me. I was supposed to go to West Point. He wasn't really fond of the idea of me being an entertainer. He had me a presidential appointment to West Point, which I turned down.
Wow.
And it wasn't until Breaking Bad became the hit show that it was, and I was established as a character, that he finally came and said, hey, I was wrong. It was, kind of the closest thing to an apology I ever got from him. So, it was nice.
Well, and we talk to veterans all the time on the program, and that's something that, we've heard that story several times, where the dad or the mom is in the service and kind of expect the kids just to follow in the family business. But if it's not a fit, it's not a fit, right? I mean, especially going into a line of work like that. I mean, nobody wants you don't want to be in the military when you have to be there, right?
Right. Right. I was 10 years old when he took me to the Middle East and in Israel during the Lebanese-Israeli police action conflict, whatever you want to call it. I've seen war firsthand as a child, and that was not something I wanted to experience as an adult.
Sure. Absolutely. No, I get it. We're talking to Charles Baker here, the National Defense. But I'm sure the thing that you get also – and I don't know if your dad went through this in terms of PTSD and that kind of a thing, but your character on The Pit deals a lot with mental illness, and that's a big part of our audience, obviously. So I'm sure they can certainly relate to what John Digby is going through.
Yeah, I believe so. My dad had undiagnosed, untreated PTSD from Vietnam. Four tours in Vietnam will do that to you, I suppose. Conversely, my parents were divorced, and I was constantly bouncing back and forth between them. My mom was bipolar, and so I had a lot to draw from my childhood for this role.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. And you've been in so many great projects, too. I mean, everything from The Blacklist to Murder in the First. Now, what is Terrence Malick's To the Wonder? That was a movie?
Yes. Yes, that was the movie that he released right after Tree of Life, in which Ben Affleck and Olga Kurylenko was a romance kind of based on Terrence's real life relationship with his wife, I believe.
And I think Rachel McAdams was in that. I mean, you have acted with so many superior people. Do you have a favorite acting partner so far? They've just all been great.
They've all been great. I had the benefit of working with Bill Paxton on a show that just before he passed away, and he was one of the most generous, kind, open actors that I'd ever really worked with. The TV series was a remake of the movie Training Day, just getting to work with all these great actors that I've known since I was a kid watching on TV, even Noah Wiley, who on The Pit,
right.
I was in my 20s, when he started working on ER, and I hadn't even considered the possibility of working in the TV industry at that point, and so working with him now is just a dream come true.
I mean, that guy, it's like he's having a second life here, right? I mean, you talk about not just a comeback, but I mean, man, the awards and everything that follows The Pit, just a great show. You get a great character. I would encourage everybody check this out on HBO Max. Charles, great to talk to you, man. Thank you so much for the honesty.
Thank you.
And thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to do it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath remodel is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Use digital tools to visualize flooring in your space and find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions, so military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry to Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. and I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature low-sung twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
You wonder, am I going to ever get another job? Is that the same as directing?
I'm afraid it is. No matter what kind of career you had, you tend to be judged on the most recent piece of work. The memories are very short, and it's really about what is that thing you're trying to do now. And even in the 2 years while you were making one movie, fashions change, tastes change, and there is that uncertainty. But I think it also sort of is part of what drives you. I think that kind of that edginess, the idea that it's good to be a little bit scared and it's good to be unsure. I think that leads you to try things.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're talking to Ed Zwick here on the National Defense, and he's been in so many great movies, Legends of the Fall, About Last Night, Courage Under Fire, The Siege, won the Academy Award for Best Picture for Shakespeare in Love as a producer. And our audience, Ed, is mainly active-duty military veterans and their families. So we had Morgan Freeman on not too long ago to talk about Glory. Still, one of the best military films I think I've ever seen. What was that experience for you?
It was so important. I you know, I knew this story. Not a lot of people knew the story. What was so rewarding is how people brought themselves to it because they had heard it and wanted to be part of it. Morgan walked into my office. He sat down. I was at 20, how old was I, 30 years old. He said, "You've got me. Tell me what you need me to do. Don't worry about the money. I'm there."
Wow.
And we had men come from all over America because they'd heard that we were doing it and they knew the story. There was a man named Mark Jones who at that time was the sergeant major of the Army who came and worked as one of the extras as well as many other men who were serving or had served. And there also were lawyers and doctors and teachers from all over, and they lived in tents and they took bad money and horrible food and inclement weather, and they were happy to be there. And without them, without their belief in it, without their sacrifice, it never would have happened. But even beyond that, they knew what the movie was about. And I was actually proud to see that movie has stayed around. I think they show it sometime at OCS, and it's lasted. And that's the one thing that really matters about a movie: does it endure?
Absolutely, and that movie so endures. I just watched it about 2 months ago, and it's so relevant. I mean, you talk about that story. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know about it, and for you to bring that out in a way that you did, that was so, and that's what Morgan Freeman said.
If I can editorialize at a certain moment, it's pretty interesting at a moment in the culture when the administration decides that the military should not celebrate Black History Month.
Yes, yeah.
That's a terrible thing, and the movie flies right in the face of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Ed Zwick here on the National Defense Academy Award, Primetime Emmy Award winning Hollywood director, in his memoir that's a New York Times bestseller, now in paperback, Hits, Flops, and Other Illusions, My 40-something Years in Hollywood. Another one of the actors that you have worked with, Demi Moore, was on with us talking about G.I. Jane, and I know you directed her in About Last Night, which also, I mean, how many stars came out of that film?
Yeah, well, we were all quite young, but I think there was a spirit that we shared. You know, it's funny, there's another movie out now, they talk about military stuff. Meg Ryan played a woman who's a chopper pilot who's in combat, actually. And it's that ironically becomes current again when we're talking about women in combat.
Right. Oh, that's right. I'm gonna get Meg on the program. Some of these people that you've worked with, Ed, and became friendly with, Anne Hathaway, Daniel Craig, Matt Damon. When did you work with Brad Pitt? Or was that Legends of the Fall?
Yeah, it was Legends of the Fall. I had met Brad years before. He had done a very, very teeny little part on 30-something, but I met him and remembered him. And when I was doing that movie, there was just something about him that I knew would be the spirit of that character. He has real passion in him and wildness and commitment. And God knows he did well.
Yeah, he's done pretty well. Well, and some of these people that you spotted early, like Matt Damon and Denzel and Jared Leto, who do you think, Ed, when you look back on your career, who are you the most surprised about in terms of talent? Maybe somebody that you didn't want, you know, for the movie immediately, but somebody that just really surprised you.
Boy, that's an interesting question. No one's ever asked me that. I think that, gosh, there's so many people, but, you know, there were people who weren't the obvious stars of movies who then stepped forward and without whom the movie wouldn't be the same. And, you know, you mentioned Matt Damon. It was true of Aidan Quinn. Mm. It was true of Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, I love Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, he came and did the most remarkable work on something that was, you know, and there are people who come in just do a few days, but they're so great. Jeff Perry was somebody who did that. And, the movie stars are the obvious ones.
Sure.
They get all the press and they get all the focus. But it's often those people who are those supporting leads. I mean, Elizabeth Perkins was a small part, sort of the fourth lead in About Last Night, but it wouldn't have been the same movie without her.
Mm.
And I guess that's been true of, you know, of a lot of actors in movies. I mean, look, Ken Watanabe was doing television in Japan when I cast him in Last Samurai and stood up toe-to-toe with Tom Cruise and certainly would not have been the same movie without his work. So I guess those are the kind of names that occur to me when you ask that question.
Yeah. How do you work with all of them? Ed Zwick is with us here on the National Defense. His book, Hits, Flops, and Other Illusions, My 40-something Years in Hollywood. What do you think? Do you have a favorite movie that you've directed?
Do you have kids?
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
I think that's one of those questions that just can't be answered. And, you know, if you ask any movie director what's the best thing he's ever done, inevitably he's going to say it's the one that he hasn't done yet.
Now, I haven't seen or I haven't read your book yet. I'm definitely going to read your book. Do you ever mention in your book the most horrible experience you've had with an actor or actress?
I'm afraid I do, and it's more than one.
just give us one.
There was an experience with just a little run-in with Matthew Broderick. There was a moment with Julia Roberts. There are some people who don't come off as well as most people. And I decided that if I was going to sort of take the piss out of myself, I might as well do that to the actors as well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they all can't be sunshine and sunbeams, right?
No, but if they're stupid enough to misbehave in front of a writer, then they get what they deserve.
Yeah. Absolutely. And sometimes, I mean, you know, I've heard of experiences where you're halfway through a movie and you have a blow up like that, and all of a sudden the actor leaves.
Well, I haven't had that experience, thank God, but there have been others that were worth writing about.
Talking to Ed Zwick here on the National Defense and his book, Hits, Flops, and Other Illusions, My 40-something Years in Hollywood. Ed, what was your very first directing project?
Well, I mean, I first directed on a television show called Family. And that was, you know, it was just a very easy little thing about people living in a house, but I was terrified. I think the first serious thing I ever did was a movie called Special Bulletin. It was about an incident of nuclear terrorism as if it was happening in Charleston, South Carolina. And it was a big swing and a big production. And I later learned that they had other directors standing by in case I just revealed myself to be utterly incompetent after the first couple of days. But it worked out.
I'm glad you learned that after the film.
Exactly. I'm glad I did not know it before.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to read this. It's called Hits, Plops, and Other Illusions, My 40-something Years in Hollywood. Do you have something on the burner right now? I know that you've got one of your movies, Trial by Fire, is in the top 10 right now on Netflix.
Yeah, that's a good movie, and I hope people watch it. I was pleased to see people really find it on Netflix. There are always a couple of things, but it's just bad luck to talk about them before you know they're.
I got you.
For sure.
Ed, thank you so much for the time and the great work, man.
You got it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with a $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deals. as you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.